Okay, Om Ganganapade Nama. This is Sachin and Dr. Krupalu, Chetna Krupalu. We are having a little brainstorming session about the meditation to be performed next week with the Trinity staff. So, my first question to Dr. Chetna is, what is your purpose? Why do you want the staff to be part of this group? What is it that you want them to achieve, or what is it that you want them to get out of this?
Yeah, so first thing is a tool or a technique so that they can actually calm themselves down and shift from their racing thoughts and, you know, which takes over their lives and makes them feel completely stressed out.
Which you see exactly. On a day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so that would be meditation. So that's a tool, a simple tool which they can use periodically through the day. You know, not just once, but just, you know, three, four times a day.
Anytime.
So to break the monotonous routine of the thought pattern.
Right.
So that's number one. Number two is to introduce maybe one or two concepts of just the way they look at life or they look at themselves.
What would be those two concepts?
So one, I think it's very important for them to say that I am in charge and taking 100% responsibility.
Yes.
When you do that, you know that you can actually change your, you know, trajectory and not being susceptible or not being a victim to circumstances, situations, or people, and what they say, and things like that.
Yes.
Because that's how you carry a lot of baggage with you. So even if we could do that, however we could do that, that would be awesome for them to carry over.
So let's stay with that just for a moment. So you want to introduce the concept that I'm in charge. So for example, if I'm your patient, which I am, and you say to me, Sachin, you're in charge of your life. Or you say to one of your employees or contractors that you're in charge. All right. Now, when they hear that, the response could be, yeah, I'm in charge, but there's stuff that happens to me which I can't control. There's, you know, like in the medical practice, you've got patients coming in and out. There's all kinds of activity going on, right? So is your goal for each of the employees, the contractors, to function optimally without distress?
Yes.
That's the goal, right?
Right.
I think they would want that also.
Yes.
All right. So that's a big goal. And to do that, this notion of I'm in charge and I'm making the right decisions in the right way, given the structure we have, right? So how do they apply that? So in the meditation group, how would you present this idea? Because as an organization, you have a certain structure, a certain flow. Assuming that the flow is optimal, then that's easier. But if the flow is not optimal, things happen that are out of what is pre-planned, then how do you handle that? How does a person handle that? Is that where you're going with
this?
Yes,
exactly.
Okay, so talk a little bit more.
So that's number one. Okay. For example, you have somebody rude patient who's like projecting on a person who's sitting in the front or a person on the phone.
Right.
And they're just completely belligerent and, you know, how can this person actually not take it upon them as personally, but say that, you know, maybe even come from a place of compassion from wherever the patient is.
Good.
Now, it's not, I understand it's not possible the whole time, but it is possible if that person or that staff member or whoever is taking the call or whoever is facing the person can keep themselves stress-free by using these tools and always remembering certain things periodically that, okay, you know, this person is this, doesn't have anything to do with me, for example.
Yeah.
Their projection has nothing to do with me. It's them. So whatever they're going through.
Right.
So I'm just going to listen patiently, do everything, keep my policies. You know, sometimes they take advantage. For example, if you have a policy for narcotics, you're not giving them, they're going to get mad if you don't give a prescription.
Right.
But you have to say calmly that this is not me. This is the policy of the practice. This is the way it is.
Yes.
And I'm sorry, if you want, I can, you know, ask somebody and tell them. But internally, the person is calm. So essentially, whatever happens outside, now it's a broad thing, but at least it's a start.
Oh, definitely.
You know, to say that I have control over my emotions and how I control my reaction to that situation, which has nothing to do with me, meaning the projection of them. Because it's the most common thing they do, you know, they kind
of. So part of what you're trying to achieve with this type of an activity with the group is staff cohesion, staff development. It's really like a staff development mm-hmm. program. You know, is this something that you want to do on a regular basis with the whole staff? These are just people at Woodmill, right? But not at Falk.
Whoever is coming.
Yeah. So it's kind of going to be a mixture.
That's what we did 5:30, so they're coming from there.
Yeah, but in your mind, are you looking to do this on a more sustained basis, on like every 2 months, every 3 months?
I would like to, but it depends on...
schedules and whatnot.
No, it depends on what they get. This is why we want to make this first session
effective. Right.
So they can say, okay, you know what? I use these tools, even the basic tools.
Yeah.
It really helped me. So I would want to stay with it. And because it mm-hmm. has to be, you know, participatory. It cannot be mandatory.
So,
I mean, it's like they don't want to come like sit like this. And like, I have to be here, you know.
So this is not something you're paying them for.
No.
So this is voluntary mm-hmm. for their own development.
Correct.
Right? Okay, very good.
I am using... whatever, giving my time for their development,
good.
Which is not paid or them or whatever.
Very good, very good. All right, so this is a starting point to see how it goes. It's just an hour, maybe it'll go to an hour and a half or 2 hours or something like that. All right, so now let's talk about the technique. What type of techniques do you want to introduce? Because in our module one, we had those basic mm-hmm. techniques. Do you want to start with some of those with them?
Honestly, just two.
Okay, which ones? Did anything comes
the
to your
first mind? The
first
is the breathing.
First two, yeah, breathing.
And the second thing could be the candle.
Yeah, that's
because
fine.
It's something to focus on.
Yeah, that's fine. Oh, good. So two techniques, two very basic techniques. Then all the stuff that you just mentioned right now. So we'll put those inside the slides. And...
so you could be there to have a dialogue.
Yeah, so I can. So I yeah, so I'll be there.
Open up a conversation.
Yes, exactly. So dialogue could be around just the word stress.
Correct.
We could just start with very simple. You know, what does that word actually mean to each person? And let's see if we can open up.
Yeah.
You know the
conversation.
The conversation about the word stress, and then how to make it applicable, perhaps. To what's happening in the offices, or it doesn't even have to be with that. It could be just in general, you know. But we just have it start the conversation.
Right.
But to do the conversation in a meditative way.
Yes.
So I can certainly start that off, you know, and because I think you know how to do that also, the dialogue technique.
Mm-hmm. I mean, a little bit, a whole lot, you know.
It's a matter of practice because you kind of have to. Think on the fly a little bit with that, depending on what person is saying. You know,
and you don't want to introduce anything. You just want want them to come up with things. So.
Yes. It's an attempt to bring awareness about the nature of stress rather than trying to do something about stress.
Exactly.
There's that.
Recognizing it.
Yes, and seeing it for what it is, right? Okay, good. Is there, what else do you want to want them to gain from this session?
I think those are the main
things.
You don't want to do too much.
No, but is there anything
else
like in your mind that we haven't talked about?
Yeah, so one more thing is the energy technique I want to teach them. It's very simple.
Yeah.
Just to make it exciting.
Right.
Because, and then we can send the same thing link, the Donna Eden one.
That's fine. Easy enough.
Maybe one, you know, either Om Namah Shivaya. Let's see what happens.
It's just Om mantra will be
right,
fine.
Right, because then they can listen to it.
Yeah.
And that can be calming.
Yeah, and we can explain what the
history
is behind that also. It's just a sound vibration,
right.
You know, so that's good. All right.
I think that's
else?
Plenty
that's
because
plenty, yeah.
If they could use these and consistently, even let's say for 6 months.
Yeah, it's fine. Okay, so this is a good plan. All right, so that's it, right? Anything else?
The only other thing is we want, when we send out the email, not for this group, the first group, we really want to tell them that you really have to RSVP. Meaning?
Yeah, the people haven't been sending it back.
I know.
You know,
that's what I'm saying. The reason for that is if you're not going to come, I need to.